Grandpa told a little woman with her hair dyed green, baby, I'm just a fool about shaking that thing. Let's change, oh, change. I just got back from New York City, that's where they write the news. I'm back home in Texas where we're doing nothing but jamming the blues. Sooner or later we're all gonna be doing the mash of potatoes with the slip, slop, flop, bop and the fly. Baby, let's change. Well, it's time for a change. You know, when I finally got back home, it was about a quarter past four. I found where my baby left and a note upon the door. She said, look here, Stevie, where you've been so long. When I peeked through the window, man, I found that she'd gone. She'd made a change, change. She had taken that diamond ring, she took the car. She took the sugar, left me holding my candy bar. She took all the groceries off of the shelf. She took $1,000, man, she turned around and left me the change. But it was sure enough time for change. You know, folks and people, they say the change is inevitable in this life of ours. So why is it that I'm never ready? Just like this particular night in question. There I was at 4:30, standing in the kitchen with my bare feet on the yellow pine floor, and I grabbed a hold of the refrigerator door. I thought I might open the refrigerator and find a midnight snack in there, something that would help me sleep and cure my pain and misery. There ain't nothing in my refrigerator. There's never nothing in my refrigerator but fossilized vegetables and Paleolithic onions. Jar of Goulden's mustard that I bought back in 1974 before they changed the label. I kept it for sentimental reasons. Now I'm afraid to touch it, so there it stands, right next to the Paleolithic onions. You know what I mean? And then there's a 32-ounce size plastic cup with a three-color separation picture of Mopey the gorilla on the side. It says, souvenir of the San Antonio Zoo. And standing in that cup is a bunch of celery that's been in there for so long that it discorporated on a submolecular level and reincorporated like a creature in a science fiction film with an intelligence all its own. And as I stood there in my broken-hearted misery, I was sure that I heard the celery talk to me. And it said, look in the back, big boy. If you want something to help you to sleep, you look way in the back. So I looked in the back just like the celery told me. And what do you think I found back there? Was a what we call in Texas a tool kit. And when I talk about a tool kit, I don't mean a ratchet nor a gimlet nor a screwdriver neither. What I'm talking about when we say tool kit is a half a pint of Smirnoff vodka and a six pack of beer in little brown bottles. And in no time I was asleep. And when I sleep, I dream. And when I dream, I wake from my dream. When I woke from the dream, I seen that the Oldsmobile parked in my driveway turned into a 1963 Cranberry and white Ford Fairlane 500 with a small V8 engine. And that made me feel good, so I got outside and I got inside and I stepped on the starter. I started that Ford, started driving around and around the block. Mighty quiet in my neighborhood that hour of the morning, so I turned on the AM radio as loud as it would go. What do you think I heard on there? Imus, Howard Stern? No. Not Oprah Winfrey neither. What I heard was WLAC out of Nashville, Tennessee. And it was the Hoss man on there, and he was playing all my rhythm and blues favorites. And I said, but Hoss, you've been dead for 15 years. A voice come out the radio and it said, shut up, boy, and dig these rhythm and blues. And he was playing all my favorites, Muddy Waters and the Mighty Wolf and Lazy Lester and Slim Harpo and Chicken Chuck Carbo and the Spiders from New Orleans, Louisiana, singing one of my favorite songs. I'm gonna sing a little bit of it right now, and you can sing along with me. It goes like this. Well, it's the real thing that makes my ding-a-ling ring. I think you know what I'm talking about. Sing it. It's the real thing that makes my ding-a-ling ring. One more time, people. It's the real thing that makes my dang-a-ling ring. Do that once again, I'll sing harmony with you. Now it's the real thing that makes my dang-a-ling ring. And don't you know that right about that point, my ding-a-ling was ringing louder than a church bell on Sunday morning. And all that excitement kind of made me hungry. So I drove my 1963 Cranberry and White Ford Fairlane 500. You know the kind I'm talking about, the kind with the small V8 engine, down to the corner where the Golden Arches used to stand. But it looked like they'd crumbled to the ground, and they'd been replaced by a little plywood and tar paper shack. And there was a sign painted on the side of that shack in yellow house paint that said, if you like cooked meat, that's your business. But if you love good barbecue, that's Bob's business. Welcome to Barbecue Bob's. So I parked my 1963 Cranberry and White Ford Fairlane 500. And by now, you know exactly the kind I'm talking about, the kind with the small V8 engine outside that little shack where there was a dirt parking lot with a rollaway sign. You know the kind of sign I'm talking about. It's the yellow kind with the black lines on it, the little wheels on the bottom and the orange arrow on the top, with the red and blue and green and purple lights that seem to be going around and around when actually all they're doing is going on and off. But that's a whole nother song right there. I don't have time to sing that one tonight. Anyways, I always wanted to rent one of those signs and set it up in my front yard so I could make a different message on it every day to enrage, astound, and confuse my neighbors. But I ain't gonna do it because I'm afraid that if I did so, the psychopathic teenagers would come to my Chi-Chi neighborhood in Austin in their hot rod cars, which are not 1963 Cranberry and White Ford Fairlane 500 with a small V8 engine. They would steal the letters off my sign. Why would they do that, you might ask yourself? Well, so that they could make dirty words on the rollaway sign in front of the Baptist church in the little communities where they waste their teenage existences. But you know what? I think I'm going to get one of those signs anyways. Because if you've been in enough dirt parking lots, outside enough plywood and tar paper shacks, in enough 1963 Cranberry and White Ford Fairlane 500, and by now you know exactly the kind I'm talking about, the kind with the small V8 engine. You can read those signs, whether they got all the letters on them or not. And this particular sign said, welcome home, Step Jam, because we're all waiting on a change. That's right, let's go home. You know, I left New York City in an automobile. I made it to Virginia and I was frozen to the wheel. I hit Chattanooga when it started to snow. Montgomery, Alabama was freezing cold, but it was time for a change. That's right, baby. I put my foot on the gas, I wrapped my hand around a steering wheel, and I never stopped moving till I got back to Mobile. I stopped in New Orleans, man, I headed back home. Beaumont, Houston, Sealy, Columbus, Schulenburg, Flatonia and LaGrange, Smithville, Plum, Del Valle, Manor, getting into my hometown of Austin, Texas. And when I get back there, you know, it's an intellectual community, and people are going to say, where you been? And I'm going to say, I was over there in Elkins, West Virginia. And they're going to say, well, what are they doing up there in Elkins, West Virginia? And I said, man, same as here, because you know that they know like I know, like you know they know I know. You know I know they know, you know I know that it's time for a change. It's time for a change. That's right, baby. Change. We got to change now. Me and Gary are going to leave you. Certainly has been fun singing and playing for you. But before we go, I think little Black Annie has got one more hot lick in her, don't you, baby? It's time for change. Good night, everybody, and thank you.
Steve James and Gary Primit. Well, I think Steve was issued some sort of little chip in his brain to help him remember all those words. I don't know. Well, guess what time it is? It's time for an intermission. On your 20-minute break, I want you to go out to the store and buy everything you can carry. Turn off your car lights. And don't forget to look at the silent auction gathering out there and place your bid. We'll see you back here in 20 minutes. Thank you.